In the campaign to create more affordable housing in New York City, state lawmakers have signed off on the Housing Our Neighbors with Dignity Act, legislation designed to turn unused hotels into a permanent housing stock. For more on the issue, we're joined by Ted Houghton, president of Gateway Housing, a New York City nonprofit organization focused on developing innovative financing solutions. So, Ted, what does this bill mean for the future transformation of New York City's hotels into a stock of affordable housing? Is this a real game-changing bill, or is this more of putting a toe in the water?
It might be described as the toe in the water, but it's certainly the first action anybody has taken in New York State to respond to the opportunity that is presented by hotels distressed by the pandemic. And so it should be celebrated that it is finally the action we've been looking for to respond to an opportunity that wasn't there before the pandemic hit.
So I guess then in practice, if this bill is signed into law, what would happen next?
Hopefully we'll get the money on the street and qualified nonprofits would be able to use that resource to secure distressed hotels in order to transform them into quality, permanent, affordable housing for formerly homeless people and also people who need deeply affordable housing who are at risk of homelessness.
And when we're talking about money here, we're talking about what, about $100 million?
So there was $100 million appropriated in the state budget at the end of March, and the Honda bill sets the program parameters on how that money can be spent. But it is a new program that will be in the state housing agency and run by them. And more resources could be added to that program at any given time. There's some federal dollars coming down the pike from the COVID rescue bill. And then there is the infrastructure bill that is being debated, currently has funds for housing, for affordable housing that are available and will be coming to the state soon. You know, it's maybe just the start, if we can spend this, of a much larger fund, whether that's state appropriations or federal dollars being used by the state.
Even in a buyer's market like what I imagine we have right now in New York City as we emerge from the pandemic, I don't really understand how far $100 million could go in New York City. Is this the potential to buy up and retrofit a lot of properties, or is this more likely to benefit one or two more demonstration type projects?
Yeah, it's more the latter. This is the beginning. In New York City, it costs us about $500,000 to build an affordable housing studio apartment with a kitchenette and a bathroom and living space. So the hotel conversions to permanent affordable housing, I think, will be less expensive on a per unit basis, maybe something like $350,000 to $400,000 a unit produced. But $100 million is really going to create something like, you know, 200 to 300 units if that's all it's being used. However, in affordable housing development, usually one capital resource leverages other resources for funding. So the hope would be that this $100 million of flexible capital that can be used by nonprofits will be combined with other resources, whether that's rent subsidies, service dollars, other capital resources, to create far greater numbers of units than just the $100 million could pay.
I have to imagine our listeners upstate, when they heard you mention that it's about $500,000 to basically create a studio apartment, really did a double take when they, because they probably think $500,000, that's a really nice house. So if you're only getting a studio apartment out of $500,000, is this the best way to invest our money? Should it be spent somewhere else? I mean, should we be focusing on trying to get everybody to move upstate where we can build houses for $500,000 or something? I'm not saying that's the right solution or anything, but why is this a good investment?
Well, I mean, in New York City, I mean, famously, during the mayor's race, it got a lot of attention when the candidates were asked how much the average house in Brooklyn cost, and some greatly underestimated the average, which was about $1 million. If you're talking $500,000 to create an apartment in New York City, that compares pretty favorably. And the fact is that cost is a little bit more expensive than people might think because it's being financed in such a way that it will be affordable to somebody with very few resources, somebody that is earning 20 or 30% of the area median income, somebody who is homeless or at risk of homelessness. And by financing it in this way, they will only have to pay 30% of their income towards rent. And that small amount of money needs to be supplemented by a larger amount of upfront capital in order to make the financing work. So it's fair to ask whether or not we should be creating affordable housing in one of the most expensive places on earth, New York City. But the fact is that's where all the jobs are. That's where all the opportunity is. That's where people's social networks are. There are 8 million New Yorkers, and most of them have deep ties to their communities. So saying you're out of luck, you need to move to upstate or something like that, I think is unrealistic.
You're listening to the Capitol Press Room, and we're talking with Ted Houghton, president of Gateway Housing. We spoke Friday with State Senator Mike Gianaris, the Senate sponsor of this bill, and he said that one of the shortcomings of previous efforts to create affordable housing where developers were incentivized to create housing was that, you know, a small portion of their new housing would actually be dedicated to affordable housing projects. What guarantees or safeguards does this bill have in it to ensure that the new housing that's created actually goes to either the working poor or the housing insecure?
Well, the housing has to be 100% affordable. So this is not a situation where, as has previously been done sometimes, where a for-profit developer is able to build a market-rate building as long as they reserve 20% of the units as affordable to households of some income level. This is a 100% affordable project that would be created by Honda. And it would be done by a nonprofit provider developer, and it would be targeted towards at least half of the units to people who are currently homeless, and then the remainder of the units to people who are earning 50% area median income or less. That's, you know, something around less than $30,000 a year or so. So it will be deeply affordable, and it will be very much targeted to those most in need. And Senator Gianaris is correct in that by insisting on that, he achieved something that was really, really something that was necessary and valuable to us in the battle against homelessness.
So this bill has passed one stage of its process, and now it needs to go to the governor for his signature. Is there any indication that he will sign or won't sign this bill at this point?
I have not heard anybody speculating on that. It's passed two stages. It got passed by the Senate and the Assembly, and there was a lot of back and forth to craft the bill to satisfy the concerns of many different stakeholders. And that includes advocates representing the homeless, homeless people themselves, and affordable housing developers, as well as industrial area advocates who are concerned to preserve industrial areas where a lot of hotels are, the hotel trade union. So hotel owners, a lot of different stakeholders were consulted. So the hope is that because that process was taken seriously during the legislative approvals, the hope is that the governor will sign quickly. And he represents the same people, the same New Yorkers, and wants to achieve the same kinds of goals. So the hope is he'll be signing it soon.
Assuming the governor does sign this bill, What's the timeline look like moving forward for actually transforming some of these buildings?
There are a lot of people already at work in the nonprofit community looking at hotels with an eye towards converting them to permanent housing. So I think that there are a lot of people that are all ready to propose projects to the state housing agency that would qualify for HONDA funding. So my hope is that they'll get the program up and running and people will be bringing projects in and we will get going very quickly within a few months.
Moving forward, what other action would you like to see by the legislature or the governor in terms of maybe additional regulatory relief?
Yeah, well, the main thing is that we need the resources to purchase these hotels, to rehab them and turn them into quality housing for people who don't have it. But to do that, there, you know, would really be assisted by some regulatory relief. Hotel building codes and housing building codes are very similar, but there are some slight differences that make it a challenge to convert hotels into housing. And then there are sometimes zoning issues that have to be addressed. And so any assistance we can get from the city or the state, or preferably both, to smooth the way in streamlining the conversions would be really welcome and probably necessary. So looking back in a few months, we're probably going to need to address those issues as well as we learn more about what's needed.
We've been speaking with Ted Houghton. He is the president of Gateway Housing, one of New York City's top nonprofit organizations leading redevelopment efforts of supportive and affordable housing for housing insecure New Yorkers. Ted, thank you so much for making the time. I really appreciate it.
Okay, I really appreciate your attention to the issue.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by New York State United Teachers, a union of professionals in education, human services, and healthcare.